Part 1. Secrets. Chapter 1. Carlton House, London, June 16, 1814. There were certain days of her life when Lady Alexandra Munro wished she had been born a man. This, perhaps, was the most noteworthy of those days, for here she stood in the Regent's overcrowded London reception room, glancing about at all the other impeccably dressed young ladies, each vying for a chance to meet a handsome foreign prince and win from him a proposal of marriage. It was quite sickening, really, and she was half tempted to walk out, for surely she was above all this. But she could not do as she wished, for she had a duty to fulfil. She had been waiting a very long time for this moment. "Upon my word, look at the jewels on that one!" her stepmother Lucille said as she snapped open her ivory-handled fan. "How frightfully vulgar! Just behind me in the blue gown, do you see?" Alexandra leaned to the left to peer over her stepmother's shoulder. "Indeed I do." She too opened her fan with a smooth flick of her wrist and took note of an older woman by the mantelpiece, studying her with boiling menace. The woman leaned closer to her own charge and whispered something that caused the girl to swing her head around and sneer. Honestly, this whole evening was nothing short of a bloodthirsty cutthroat competition. All the ladies were trussed up in their best gowns and jewels, eyeing each other with icy rancour. If only we had swords and muskets, then the portrait would be complete. She cheered herself, however, with the notion that it would all be over soon, for she had every intention of charging ahead in the next few minutes and tramping them all down into the dust, every last one of them, quickly and without mercy, because no one in this room deserved to sit on the throne of Petersburg more than she did, and she was not going to surrender without a fight. "They say he wishes to marry for love," the Duchess of Pembroke said, as she picked up a glass of champagne from a passing footman. "It's quite charming, do you not agree?"
"I think it's a silly batch of nonsense," Lord Brimley replied. "The man is a future king. He must choose a bride who will serve some political purpose. He is responsible for the welfare of his kingdom." "Such romantic notions are pure folly, and it arouses great doubt in me that we should even desire a naval alliance with Petersburg if this is what we will be subjected to in years to come. Kings must be sensible, and sometimes, when necessary, they must be ruthless. Romance and sentimentality have nothing to do with it." "Well, that's the problem right there," Baron Westley added. "The man wasn't born a royal. He has no understanding of such things. They say his grandfather was a blacksmith."
"Hush!" someone hissed from outside their circle. Alexandra glanced over her shoulder at the daring offender, another mother of a marriageable young daughter, who in all honesty had very little hope of catching the eye of any prince, for she was wide-eyed and fretful, like a mouse trapped in a corner by cats. "His father has been king for 10 years, the Duchess said, "and that will not change. The people of Petersburg adore Prince Randolph. Make no mistake about it, Lord Westley, we are about to bow and curtsy to the future king of Petersburg, and I, for one, find his sizable naval fleet immensely desirable." The others, most of them red-nosed and brandy-faced, threw their heads back and laughed. "I do not understand," the young lady whispered to Alexandra. "I thought Prince Randolph was a real prince." Alexandra leaned close to whisper in her ear, "He is, but without royal blood. His father was general of the military and leader of the Petersburg Revolution. Do you not know of it?" The girl quickly shook her head. Alexandra struggled not to let out a weary sigh and instead searched for a way to explain. 20 years ago, the true king of Petersburg was deposed by the military. The general, Randolph's father, seized power for himself and formed a democratic government. He was such a compelling leader that they crowned him king a decade later. They now have a constitutional monarchy. Eyes as wide as saucers, the young lady nodded, but Alexandra was quite certain she was more confused than ever.